when you're aware of these as they are, because the attention is just aimed right at them, not missing them, then there is this right understanding that arises. You're coming to see phenomena as they really are. And so this is the path factor of samasati, right understanding or right view. So, for the development of this right understanding of seeing things as they are, phenomena arising and falling, for instance, noticing these manifestations of the air element as motion and movement, tightness and tension, relaxation, and so on. When one is noticing these manifestations of the elements, these really existing phenomena, just as they are, one is developing this right view, this right understanding from a basis. And if we look to see what's the nearest factor that helps this right understanding arise, it's, as Teda has mentioned, this right aim of the attention, and direct the attention right towards the object so that it doesn't go off to the side or overshoot or anything, but just push the object so we can see it as it is. So this factor of samasankappa, right aim, because it's necessary, because it results in this flowering of wisdom, this right understanding of samadhi. These two factors of right aim and right understanding are grouped together as the wisdom group of the Eightfold Noble Path. So when we're doing practical meditation, when we're engaged in this meditation practice, we're putting into practice these five factors of the Eightfold Noble Path. The three factors of the concentration group, right energy, samavayama, right mindfulness, samasati, right concentration, samasamadhi. We're putting into practice the factors of right aim, samasankappa, and right understanding, samasati. So in our meditation practice, these are the working factors. These are the practical necessities. So these five factors work together in the meditation practice, and therefore they are also referred to as the karaka magingha, the working path factors, or maybe the practical path factors, depending on how you want to translate that. So the Seda has been talking about these five factors of the Eightfold Noble Path, working factors. So some people may be wondering what happened to the other two factors. They've been talking about five of them, but the other three things have not come into the discussion. So just to remind us, these other three factors of the Eightfold Noble Path are the sila group, a group of purity of conduct, and we're undertaking them whenever we are practicing here, undertaking these precepts at the beginning of the retreat and renewing them each day. As we maintain this commitment to the precepts, whether it's five or eight, we are maintaining these other factors of the Eightfold Noble Path, namely right speech, samavaca, right action, samakamata, and right livelihood, samadhiva. And sila is Seda gives the analogy of like just one shadow falling on wherever one goes. So wherever these working factors, the five factors that Seda's been discussing tonight, wherever they go, this sila follows along. While we're practicing right effort, mindfulness, concentration, aim, and understanding, as long as we're engaged in practicing these, our purity of conduct won't be broken. So these eight factors of the factors of the Eightfold Noble Path all come together, and these come together as the fourth noble truth, path truth of the path, Magadhyaya. So by practicing this Eightfold Noble Path, we can develop deeper and deeper insight into the nature of things as they are, and finally reach the peak of nirvana, the extinction of all kinds of suffering. So the Venerable said, our wish is that we may be able to practice in this way, putting into practice for ourselves the Eightfold Noble Path, with its factors of persevering energy and mindfulness and concentration, the aim and understanding, all the way developing these factors progressively, all the way to reaching the happiness of peace, reaching the realization of nirvana.